New California date, 9265. 14 November, 2093. On a breezy early evening, near to shore on the western sea, when K-Noun's last rays from below the horizon banded thin clouds, orange, red, and purple, and the night's first lights of the coastal suburbs of San Lazaro glittered on the mesas to the east, when waves quietly splashed the yacht's hull and the colony's elite partied at the bow and below deck, while both lumpy, bone-white moons looked down, the governor of New California committed suicide for the third time. The party had started with an air mobile ride, like most others Desmond Park had attended in his 40 Earth years on the planet. In the garage of his mansion at the edge of Fremont Mesa, he strapped into his Sportster and gave it coordinates encrypted by Governor Watkins' security system to foil party crashers. The Sportster launched and banked over the pedestrian avenues of San Lazaro's lowland districts, then headed northwest. The air mobile cast a jittering shadow on hills blue-green with chaparral. From his line of flight, Desmond guessed his destination, and his Sportster confirmed it when it descended a few minutes later. From above, the town of Clearwater Beach showed Spanish tile roofs around the tricolumnar basalt bulk of a Buddhist Kabbalah meditation center. The T-shaped marina jutted into the sea at the northern end of the Black Strand that gave the town its name. Desmond's air mobile pivoted its jets and joined a dozen others on the parking lot, 20 yards from a pale blue pavilion erected in the sand near the marina. The sea breeze ruffled Desmond's black hair and untucked linen shirt, and the obsidian sand slumped under his topsiders between the parking lot and the pavilion. Security was subtle, but thicker than usual. Miniature robots on oversized tires rolled across the sand and swung cameras and microphones toward him. The robot bartenders under the pavilion intently watched the people around them. In the cool shade mingled the usual crowd. Many of them, like Desmond, first colonists. The tang of Acapulco gold and a muscular fellow's brag about the work just done to him at the rejuvenation clinic clogged the air. Desmond nodded a few greetings, then opened a mind-link channel to the robots to order a drink. When he stepped back from the bar, his vodka tonic tart with fresh lime, Governor Cameron Watkins opened wide arms. Ni hao, ese? Thanks for coming. He chest-bumped Desmond and thumped his right palm on the back of Desmond's shoulder. Desmond returned the bro hug. Ni ya? Thanks for the invitation, Cam. The governor insisted those from the first ship use the nickname. Desmond opened his mouth to utter some small talk. What's new or how are you today? But he hesitated, suddenly conscious that twice in the past local year, the governor had been stealthily rushed to the clinic on Fremont Mesa for acute rejuvenation with partial neural reconstruction. Small talk might have sounded forced, avoiding the elephant under the pavilion, but so too might his hesitation. Cam's eyes narrowed for a moment, and Desmond hurriedly said, "Today's immigration ceremony went well." Cam brightened. Everyone could tell this was special. Only our second immigrant wave from the UN occupation zone. Fourth, Desmond's mind link had given him the correction. Cam's would have too, if the governor had listened to it.